nice, genteel man I ever saw. Just one of those fellows who just had to make the first approach. And that's the mistake a lot of us make with our fellow man is that we say, well, I don't like him, he don't like folks, you know. They're mistaken about that. They just, there's something about them that, I don't know, we just, Lord just don't make us all that. What does it say? There's positive and negative kind of people. Well, some of us are positive and others negative. Well, Bill, everything was negatively on the outside, but on the inside, he was the most positive darn fellow you ever saw, you see? That's what I'm trying to get across to everybody, is it? Internally, there wasn't a more positive human being than I believe in Bill Foggin was. Externally, he was a very negative kind of a fellow.
These suppers that you'd have at the Tallahatchie, now that would not be a camp, is that right?
Well, no, it would be on a camp.
I see.
Be near the water and everything. It had the setting of just exactly what they'd be doing at their drinking parties. That's what I'm trying to tell you, you see. The we, the Presbyterians, would be putting on there while we'd be eating fish and going on there. The same thing that they'd be doing down on Tallahatchie River. And that'd be all night long and everything. They'd be camping out, sleeping in bags and tents and what have you, don't you see?
Do you happen to remember or happen to know any of the men who are of a different class than you who would go with him to those? As I understand it, he took men who weren't necessarily educated.
That went with him?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Ike Roberts, he was his main one. John Cullen. And there was a big fellow out, I'll try to think of his name. He's the biggest, big red-headed fellow, and the most powerful looking man you ever saw, and the most gentle fellow you ever saw. He's just hard to describe. And he was a cook on the Mississippi River, I guess, for 40 or 50 years, going up and down the Mississippi River, for cooking for those army officers and all. And he married an Oxford girl and lives right here in Oxford. Oh, why can't I think of that doggone fellow's name? I'll think of it and give it to you. But anyway, he was one of them. And June Surratt, who was Popeye. He was, at one time, he was my next door neighbor in this house right here. He was one of them. Now, all of them are heavy drinkers, good storytellers. Ordinarily, what we would class as fine people, most of them had good jobs at one time or another in their lives. None of them educated, what we'd say, very little schooling. But people that were